Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Thai League Central podcast. I'm Gyan, and I will be your host for today's episode. And as always, I'm joined by another member of the Thai League Central crew. So, Ob, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. The sun's out, and my plants are doing well, so I'm happy today.
Today we don't have enough time to ask you about your cat or your plants or anything like that, because we have a very special guest who is waiting to speak. He's a man who's done a lot of incredible work at youth level for Thailand, helping to improve our football for the next generation. Please welcome Thailand's under 19 national team head coach, Salva Valero.
Hello, how is everything? Greetings from here. It's a pleasure to be with you. I've been following your podcast and your news for a long time already, both of you, and I'm very pleased to be with you and to share some opinions, some knowledge about, especially about Thai football and football in general with you guys.
Yeah, so we really appreciate you taking the time. We have a lot of questions about you. A bit of background, you work for a company called Econo, which we'll ask you more about in a second. And you were the Thailand under 16-17 head coach, and you've been moving up with the same generation to now coach the Thai under 19 team. Yeah. So we'll start by asking you about yourself in general. So how did you start your coaching career, and what influenced you to join and come to Thailand?
Well, as you probably know, I come from Barcelona, Spain. I grew up there, and I was there until my 23 years old. So I grew up very close to Barcelona and Barça, FC Barcelona environment. I used to go to Camp Nou, the stadium of Barcelona, with my dad since I was 3 years old. So I was a football fan at that time. I was crazy for Barça team, for all the players. I knew all the players since I was very young. And then when I was, I think, 13 or 14, it was the game Barça-Inter from Champions League semi-final, second leg in the Camp Nou. And I went to the stadium. My seat was very close to Mourinho that night. I was behind Mourinho. And it gave me an inspiration about leadership, about how to convince your players to follow a game plan. That was my inspiration. That's how everything started. Because, of course, I was a big fan of Guardiola because it was my team, my coach. But that day, Mourinho inspired me more than football things. I mean, I saw how he made Eto'o. He became a fullback that day because they were with one player less. And I was behind the bench and I was saying, I want to be like this guy. This leadership, this man management, I want to be like him. And since then, I was following both of them, Mourinho and Guardiola. Guardiola more for the tactical things and Mourinho for the team management, for the leadership, for how to deal with the players. And that's how everything started as a coach. That inspiration. Then I started to coach very, very young kids. Of course, when you start, I was 15 and I got under 7. 16, I got under 8. And I was growing up. And then I was, every year, I was growing up with the generation I was coaching. And then when I was 20 years old, I got the first job on the top level academies in Catalonia for under 16 level. You play in the league against Barça under 16, against Espanyol, the region of Catalonia where the level is very high. I was there 3 years in the top level of under 16s. And then when I was 23, I got the offer from FA Thailand. And since then, you know everything about me, but that was the story.
Yeah. And also for people who don't know, could you tell us a bit about Econo, the company that you work for, who works with the FA? Like, what are they? What's their vision? What do they do, etc.?
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. Since that moment, I joined the Econo company. When I came here, before I collaborated with them, I went to some courses that they were providing for coaches in Catalonia to get some education in coaching and to learn about the methodology, because I was interested since I was starting my career. I joined them officially to come to this project, to FA Thailand. Econo is a company that is working all over the world. We have a lot of projects. It's very strong in Japan, for example, but also we are at Göteborg. We used to be at Sundsvall. Both clubs are in Sweden. In Finland, we are working with Sami Hyypiä Academy. We used to be at Paris Saint-Germain, as you know, because Carlos and David, the two owners of and the creators of Econo, were there in the academy, leading the academy for 3 years. So it's a company that has international projects and helps clubs, football associations, and individual players to improve, and provides them the services that they require. We have different programs because it's a different situation when you are work with a club, with a federation, or with a player. But we provide them services that develop them, that help them to improve regarding methodology, regarding sometimes they send coaches like me here, but sometimes they send methodology directors to academies in Japan, in Albirex Niigata, for example, or in Nara. We work with two clubs and academies as well in Japan. So it's like a tailor-made suit, you know. It depends on the requirements that the club or the federation has. We adjust the project for them and we provide them what they need.
The first topic we're going to go to is the progress that has already been made at youth level in the time that you've been here in Thailand. So since you've been here, what changes have been made at youth coaching level, both by you and Econo and by other academies? And how has it improved the standard of players?
Okay, yeah. Well, when I arrived here in 2017, that time, no Thai players were playing abroad. Okay, if you remember, in 2017, we had Muangthong United that had a massive, I was impressed. The first game I went to see was Muangthong, and I said, wow, that's a team. You know, I remember I went to an ACL game, April or May, early May 2017. The atmosphere was amazing. The team was performing against Japanese teams. Wow, Chisco on top, the Spanish player, Aoyama. They had massive players that time, and they were playing with Toch Sawan, very good football. But if you analyze then, where were the Thai players? The Thai players were playing in Thailand. After that, Chanathip, Kawin, Titipan, Tirasil, they went to the J-League and they performed very well. So that's a massive step that we made as a country to send players, and not only to send the players, to perform and to be key players for the clubs. If you analyze Tiraton in J-League, he's one of the, he was the best left back a couple of years ago. So it means that the Thai players, we have potential. And when we send the players abroad, they perform. That's a reality. And that was not happening when I arrived. Regarding my job and regarding what I've done and how can I help to Thai football to develop in terms of individual players, let's say, more than the country itself, more thinking about the individual perspective. Because when we talk about development, we can talk about clubs, we can talk about teams, we can talk about national team. But I also want to put the focus on the individual players, because it's a different development. It's a different rhythm when you develop individual players or clubs. For the clubs, you need long term. You need a structure. But for the players, if you have strong projects, you can develop players very, very fast, I think, individual players. When we arrived, we analyzed how was the reality here in Thailand, and we developed a group which is called Elite Group. I don't know if you heard, but was a group of players that we selected from the national teams and from the clubs, for example, Kritsava Kaman, for example, Chanarong, for example, Chamongkorn, Supanat, Supachok, Supachai. We picked the best players, the best promising young players under 21 to under 16. And we created with them an individual program for each of them, where we analyzed them individually with the club and with the national team. And we selected which topics we wanted to work with them. And we were having, we are having, because we, this project is in process, we are having meetings with them regularly. We provide them individual fundamentals for them. And I think that helped these individual players, first of all, to get confidence because, okay, the national team coaches selected me for being an elite player, even though I'm 16, 17. And second, to provide them some tools, because in the club, I understand that the coach has to think about the team. But from the national team perspective, when we think about the individual players, we can help them individually. We can put the efforts and the time on them individually, how to improve them individually. And that's how we achieved a very good level, I think, individually, and a very good generation that now is under 20, under 21, under 19, Kanit Panya, Chanaron, Chan Moncon, Supanat. I think this generation developed very well about individual fundamentals. And I think by helping them individually, we can, I think we can get very good talented players in the very nearly future. Yeah. Also, I want to talk about how I influence the Thai people. And when you saw my team playing, we played a couple of good competitions. Because the first year I took the under 16, and I didn't, honestly, I didn't have enough time to work my way in 1 month. I made some adjustments. I was focused on organizing the team very well defensively to be ready to compete in a very short period of time. I arrived in April. We select the players in May, and in June we had the AFF. We arrived until the final. We lost in the penalties against Vietnam, and we went to the AFC qualifiers in September. This was 2018. We qualified. Mm. After that, I moved to under 14, and then I had time with the generation 2004. I had time to work my principles and to set my way. This project with the team under 14, we went to Wuhan. We beat Japan twice, but playing very good football. We went to Spain. We made the trip to Spain. The same players, okay? The core of the players were the same. We went to the AFF. Unfortunately, we lost in the final against Malaysia in the last 10 minutes. But if you analyze how we played, a lot of Thai coaches, they told me, oh, I like how you play. This is an influence for us. Because the way we played was very different from other teams, from other clubs that played here. When you analyze how we play, so I think that's something that we gave to the Thai football, and that created influence in the players and in some academies. When I've been in touch with some coaches, they have been asking me about how to train this, which concepts are important. And with this, I think this legacy will be interesting to see what happens in the future, mm-hmm. how to play this playing style.
So when you work with a Thai player, what makes them different from a player in Europe? You know, what is the reason generally why Thai players haven't achieved the same level as players in Europe? And how does that change how you work with them?
Yeah, I always say that when they are below 16, 17 years old, the Thai players, they have the same level as the top players in Europe. Of course, let's say I played against Ansu Fati, against Eric Garcia when they were 16. Okay, that's another level, I gotta say. Okay, the top players in Europe, the superstars, that when you see them in under 16, they are already outstanding. That level, so far, we didn't achieve it. But the second level of players, the players that at the end, they make it to the La Liga. Okay, not only Ansu Fati and Eric Garcia, they make it to the La Liga. As well, other players that are not that top, they arrive to La Liga. So to that level of players that play in Atletico de Madrid Academy, in Girona Academy, Leganés Academy, Espanyol Academy, our players are similar level. When we went to Spain, we played 4 games. We lost against, with my team under 15, this was in 2019, 2 years ago. We played against Atletico Madrid, Girona, Leganés, and Barcelona. Barcelona was another level. But the rest, we competed the three games. We won one, we lost two, but 2-1, 3-2, 1-0, something like this. So I realized that below 17, 16, 17, the level is similar. Our best players are European level. The thing is what happens between 17 and 21. Because at 21 you have to be first 11 in your club if you want to make it to the top level in Asia or in Europe. No, so what happens? And what we identified is that the level of the competition that we have here below 21, or either the players are able to play professionally, then it's okay. And Supanat, for example, 16, he played in Buriram first team. That's the ideal scenario. The problem is if they are not good enough or the club don't give them the chance to play in the first team, what happens with them? That 3 or 4 years. That's why I think it's very important. Project like Fox Hunt, I don't know if you heard, is a project from Kim Power. They've been sending players to Europe when they were, we selected them at Kim Power Cup, 15 years old. They went there 16 to 18. I think that stage, if we achieve to have projects like this, not only Kim Power, other projects, other possibilities for our young players to get an option to travel to Europe, to play there, to have competition there, to get an experience, I think that would be a good substitute for if we cannot provide them professional football yet. Because everyone now is impressed with Pedri, the player from Spain, right? Playmaker, Iniesta, the new Iniesta, whatever, everyone saying. But what happened with this player? When he was 16, he was playing in second division every minute. 17, he went to Barcelona. 18, first 11 in Barcelona. This player, maybe in our system, was not playing, was in youth level, for him, not good enough. In Spain, youth level, even for him, not good enough. So we have to either provide them professional football to the players that are ready. For example, my center back, Chonapat Wapan, 1.95 meters, 17 years old. He went to Rapacha. He will play for sure in T2. That's ideal. He will be playing with a 30 years old striker against them, every training, every day, competing. Ideal. I was very happy when I received the news from Rapacha that they want him. With another place, it's happening the same. T3, okay, but if he's T3, is T3. If he's T2, like Rapacha, it's perfect. But if he's T3, T3. Minutes, playing, opportunity to play in professional football. And as well, having the option to send them to Japan, to send them to Foxhand like Kim Power is doing, or now they have another option. Kim Power are sending young players to Leuven because they have the OIS Leuven. I think these two ways are the two ways that we need to promote if we want to help this crucial stage between 16 and 20, 21, to help our top talented players. This is very important. And I think everyone in Thailand must be aware of that. I want to add another thing, because maybe this could be misunderstanding if I don't clarify. We have elite players and we have the rest. I was talking only about elite players. We don't need to send every type player under 18 to the top level or to Spain, Europe, Japan. No. I mean the elite players, the 20 top players, the 30 top players. That's our concern as a national team. Mm-hmm. But the bunch of players, the majority of the players, it's okay for them to play in the youth system. If we create a strong youth league, like we are preparing, it's okay for them. I was only talking about elite players, about the players that have potential to play in the first team in the future. That's the project that I was talking about, not about the whole system and the whole players.
Right, I think that's a great answer, and I totally agree with the idea of a bridge between the 15 and 16 to the 20 and 21. Yeah. And I think a youth league is what we're really missing, a consistent youth league in Thailand.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about what changes you have to make for Thai football, but you kind of already answered that okay. Econo is a tailored suit. But you also touch on interesting topic is that it's the under 16 team. I remember watching that team, and you were right when you said that team kind of actually was organized and played a different football than what other Thai coach was making at the moment. I remember really being really happy about how the side transitioned and how compact they were and how high they were organizing their defensive thing. But again, when you lost that final on penalties, if I remember correctly, the Thai media was like, what is going on? And everybody panicked. So my question is, do you think that defeat kind of makes it harder for you to work from the get-go, or is it just another obstacle to overcome?
So when we come back to the training camp together, it's not that we start from zero. We already have the principles. So the first 2 days, we remind the topics, the core topics, okay? The pressing after the contra pressing, how to build up, two or three key things. And then if we are playing against a very good team, we prepare more defensively. If we are expecting in the friendly game to have ball possession, we prepare some offensive topics. But to create that identity, it takes time. And we took time. I think, and now imagining what will happen in the long term, that game against Malaysia will give us knowledge and expertise that we will use with this team maybe in 2 or 3 years when we will play another final, because we lost that game. We will learn from that. And what happened was that in the last 10 minutes, the wind was against us. The momentum came against us. Our center back, the one I told signed for Rapacha, got an injury and asked for a substitution 20 minutes before the final of the game. So we learned from that. And I think getting that experiences will provide us a very strong identity, because we suffered together already. We lost together, and we will be much stronger. It's like Klopp. When Jurgen Klopp arrived to Liverpool, they didn't win at the start, but they created identity. That, after 2 or 3 years, show that the work that they did before was worth it. That's what I think will give us. Expertise will give us some experience, and we will be very strong. When I call out, every week I call the key players of the team, and I talk with them because we have good communication, we do FaceTime. And they talk with me like they are my family. That to create that is, I think, is priceless, right? Because it creates a relationship between the players and between the staff, coaches, and the players that I think we will be very strong if we keep working together. It reminds me a little bit when I went to Qatar. I was in Qatar I did my license in Qatar, the AE license, the coaching certificate, right? I was there 2 months, and I observed Felix Sanchez, the coach of Qatar. He has been with the players since they were 16. Now they are 23, 24. Almoez Ali, Akram Afif, Pedro, the core players are 23, 24. 7 years ago, they were with him in under 16, and they went to the World Cup under 20 with this generation. I think we are creating the same. I think we are creating the same in Thailand. And now we mix the generation 2003 and 2004 that I used to work with them back in the days in 2017. I also know the players 2002, Chamonhon, Supanat, okay, all this group. So I think when we will put all of them together, this new generation will have identity, And we can do what Qatar did with Felix. I think we can do it. We'll take time, but I think we are on that way.
And you talk about the relationship you have with the players and how important that is to build a good foundation.
Yeah.
And my question is, are you alone enough in your opinion? Do we need more Salva from Econo working in Thai football to build a better foundation for the whole youth setup? What's your opinion about that?
Well, as you saw in the news, we are bringing people. We have been meeting for the last month once a week. We are having meetings. We are explaining the game model, how we work, scouting process, all the recruitment. We are explaining to the coaches that will take the under 16 to follow the same way. Of course, they have their identity. Pipop is not Salva. He's a different person with another experience, different profile, but I think we can work together. And what I think is that we have to help him as well with our experience in the national team for 4 years to understand what is the important thing to do with a team and how to create the strength of the team, but with a relationship with the players, with the staff, creating a good identity. I think from what I saw and my experience here, I can help to create more groups of teams, more strong identity groups. Let's say a generation between 19-16, generation between 14-16. I think we can do it with different coaches, with different profile, but I think we can create similar process to what we did. Yeah. And Pipop, I think he has leadership. He's a legend, and the way he was playing, it matches with what we want. Hard worker, pressing style, dynamic. So I think we will work together very well. That's my feeling. I have good feelings.
I know Ob's too polite to ask you the follow-up question to press you more for the answer, but I will do it. Like, do you think that with more Econo coaches, and if the Thai FA had committed more to your organization, the results would be better?
Well, I think, as you know, we came four coaches. Mm-hmm. We controlled the whole system 21 to 14 for very few months. Because of reasons that are not the topic now. But I think the big change was when Carles came, the TD. Okay, he's doing an amazing work that sometimes you cannot see because it's a long term. It's not he's not like preparing a team and he's not preparing a team and producing results in the short term. He's focusing on the long term, right? So all the projects that he's developing regarding coaching education, regarding grassroots, regarding women's football, that's very important for our country. And he's putting all the efforts there in projects that are long-term projects. And you will see the impact, and you will remember this conversation in a couple of years, in 3 or 4 years, when all these projects will show the way that he wants to, with the FA, with the management from the FA, he wants to implement, you will see that. So I think before we were only focused on the teams. Now, with Carles, we are global, and our work with the FA is like more, how to say, transversal, right? We are helping the FA to implement all the processes that with the support of the AFC, we are able to help and to provide the experiences that Carles has from Paris Saint-Germain, from Barcelona, massive experience. So I think you will see that. Maybe you don't see us in all the youth setup, but we are, Econo and Carles is helping Thai football for the long term. You will see in the long term.
And like, if you were to give like one quick answer on on what maybe one changes or one reform you want to see that would improve Thai football? What would that be?
Well, I think Carles is putting big efforts with the FA to organize a good youth league. And I think maybe not this year because of the pandemic. Of course, it's not easy to organize this kind of tournament. And now the situation in Thailand regarding the COVID is not the best for sure. But I think we need to have a very strong youth league. We are putting the efforts to organize it properly and to create a good competition. I think that's what we need, and that will come sooner or later. We will have a strong youth league, and that we need it for sure.
Right. So next, we'll move on to discussing more generally about the institutions that develop young players in Thailand. So, for example, in Thailand, youth development is done by a lot of different clubs, different academies, different schools, and players go through very different paths to reach the level, you know, professional level or the level that they're at when they're 16, 17. On the other hand, Vietnam, our regional rivals, have improved a lot in recent years by having a centralized academy under the VFF. Do you think that Thailand would benefit from having a similarly centralized academy?
I think the reality in Vietnam, especially the clubs in Vietnam and the clubs in Thailand, is very different. So I don't think the solution that Vietnam implemented with the VFF training camp and academy is not matching what the reality in Thailand. So I don't think that's a solution, to be fair. I think here we have strong clubs. We have strong academies. When you visit Buriram Academy or Chonburi Academy, they are European standards. So more, of course, more academies, they have European standards. So I think here the role of the clubs is very important, and we cannot forget about that. So I think the reality here could be, why not in the future to have these regional academies? I don't think it's a bad idea at all. It's a project similar to what France did with Clairefontaine. Okay, they had these regional academies. I think it's a good idea, but the role of the clubs will be always very important here in Thailand because of culture, because of history of the clubs, and because of the clubs, and here they want to promote their young players, and they want to invest in the academy because they have this culture. So I don't think that solution is the solution that will, having a regional academy, once one regional academy will solve the problems. But we have to put the efforts, as we are doing with one of the projects, the club licensing, academy licensing, supported by AFC, we want to help the academies to raise up the standards. And I think that should be the way, to help the clubs, to help the academies to improve, to have even better processes, to provide them with some project, with some tools to improve what they're doing, and to help them to raise up together. I think that should be the way, more than having a regional center where we centralize all the knowledge and all the players. I think in Thailand, the reality is different. So I think we have to do a 50-50 way by helping the academies.
Yeah, I think many of us agree with that. We've been discussing this topic a bit, and I think we all agree with that. And a follow-up question, which clubs and which academies do you think have done the best work in terms of youth development and promotion in recent years?
Yeah. Well, of course, the academies that provided more players to first teams, we can say that are Muangthong, Buriram, Chonburi, Chiang Rai, okay, the big clubs from the Thai League, but as well clubs like Klongkorn Academy that just signed an agreement with Polistero. They've been... It's Samut Sakhon Academy that changed the name to Klongkorn. Now they just signed with with Polistero. They have very good way and very good structure in the academy. they work very well. I think there are many, many academies that provide to the players good training and good coaching style and good quality training. So I think that the level is good. We, of course, can be better, but we are trying to help them. But I was impressed with some academies like Loncon. I think it's important to keep developing the coaching in the academies, because that provides us will provide us better players.
I want to just add a comment about the centralized training center, because I think we used to have that. It's called the excellent squad, you know, the Thai excellent squad, and I don't think that kind of worked. So the kids stayed in Nong Jaw, the old training facility, and I think that was kind of a bit of a disaster, and that's just my comment from someone who saw it firsthand. But anyway.
Yeah. I agree that here the clubs have strong identity. They want to take care of their players, and I think that it's okay for us to keep the players with the clubs and to help them to improve the standards. I think this should be the way, more than getting all the players in a centralized venue. I think in the reality of Thailand, it works better to keep them in the club.
I'll ask one more question, then I'll hand it over to Ob for some. So this generation of players is eligible for the U20 World Cup in 2023, which takes place in Indonesia. So is qualifying for that competition a big priority? And what would it mean for Thai football if you achieve this?
Well, of course, it would be an achievement, of course. But in football, I think it's not ideal to target some results and to think that, oh, we achieve the results, we are successful. We don't achieve the result, we are not successful. Because of the things I was telling you before, sometimes you don't win in the short term, but you create the roots for the long term. Of course, we will work for that topic, for that goal. Of course, that will be the target in the short period. But I don't think we have to be obsessed with the result in that competition. We have to dream. I got this idea from Mourinho when they won the Champions League in 2011 with Inter. During the whole competition, he was saying, for Barcelona, is an obsession. For us, is a dream. And we have to think about dream, not about obsession. When it comes to an obsession, it gives you fears. It gives you more pressure. When it's a dream, it's more pure. Okay, it's passion. And that's what we need, to dream with that, not to have the obsession with that. Work hard, but in a good way, in a positive way. Not with the obsession of achieving it. Because if not, in football, everything can happen. And doesn't mean that, oh, we lost one game against Japan, now we are not good enough. No, it's not like that. If we lose against Japan, or like happened, we lost against South Korea, it doesn't mean that we are not good enough. It means that we lost that game. But we are doing good things as well. So I think more than thinking about a specific target, we have to think about the long run and to dream with that, of course, but think about the long term.
Your assistant at the under 19s is Mr. Lati. He's the former assistant head coach of the Bangkok United under 17 side. I was wondering how did this arrangement came to be, and what's the working relationship? What's important do you look for in a assistant, especially in a youth level?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say that I was working, this is like my fourth assistant already in 4 years. I think that is important to have someone with you like we had with Pakasit Sensuk, someone that in the future will be able to be a head coach himself. So I think this is important to give your assistants some knowledge that they will use for the future of Thai football. I don't think that they just have to please me and to follow my way. I think my responsibility as a head coach is also to give them some knowledge and to help them to develop skills as a head coach in the future. That's my target with all my assistants. With Rati, I know him since I arrived because we were close with Bangkok United. We played a couple of friendly games my first year here. He was the assistant, and I identified that he had potential to be, so he was in our list. And when Pakasit decided to move to another job, I had this interview with Rati. I think his strength is that he's a very open-minded and hard worker coach. He wants to learn. He's very smart, so he can get our ideas very fast. Now that we have been working 1 year and a half together, and we are working with him weekly, we have meetings with him. For example, in the last month, we made an analysis of Euro Cup. Every week, he was presenting to me an analysis of a team, and the principles that he was analyzing are principles that we have in our game model. So now he sees the football as in with my eyes. Okay, so we talk about the same topics, about the same concepts. When we see one tactical movement, we understand the same and we have the same vocabulary. This is important to create it, like it demands some time, but analyzing games together and providing with having a lot of meetings to explain the tactical ideas, I think that's how you create a vocabulary together that helps you to move forward and to develop something together, some game model. What he provides me as well is the Thai point of view, because, okay, of course, I've been here long enough to understand the Thai culture, but some specific things I need some Thai people with me that I can't rely to explain me, okay, this for the Thai culture is like this, like that. It helps me a lot. So I think we form a good team, a strong team together, because we have very different personalities, but when we put it together, it creates a very strong coaching staff. And I think it helps the team to have a clear role from each one. And I think he helps me a lot with this team.
Like, we've seen you doing in the news, like you're doing analysis and scouting reports for the CNA team as well.
Yeah.
Is like, how involved are you? Were you with in providing information and insight to the senior team?
Yeah, for the past months, the A team required some opponents analysis and some data from the Thai player. So we have a methodology department where in the FA, where Pau is the head of the department. So we work together, me and him and the Thai staff that we have, to create a report of the Thai players with the data and the minutes that they play, the games that they play. They selected some names, so they sent us a very long list of players, so we filled some data for them. And for the competition, we analyzed the opposition and we created some opponents analysis, so we send them the information of the opponents. We were not involved in the day by day, but we send them some reports.
And how has your role changed since the arrival of like Carles Romagosa? Has it changed? Because yeah, you said it's a lot better now that some, like, there's a technical director working the longer picture.
Sure. Before he arrived, I was focusing only with my team, with my players, with my generation. Now I have a transversal role, being the head of the youth. I'm the head of the youth, apart from being the head of the under 19. I'm the head of the youth, so I have to help the whole system, the whole youth teams, the women's teams as well. I have some meetings. I assess them. I try to help them with the things that they need, to explain how we play, to put examples of things that the processes that we do. So now, since Carles arrived, we have the methodology department in the FA that is led by my partner, Pau Garnache, and me as a head of the youth development. I have more responsibilities and I have more options to help the Thai football since Carles arrived, of course.
And any closing thoughts on well, the progress that's being made as a whole, and what message do you have for Thai fans?
Well, first of all, I want to say that we missed the competition so much. In the past year, we couldn't compete with the youth teams. But I think that soon we'll have the option to be back. And I want to give back to the Thai people all the love and all the support that they gave me in the past years. I've been so far very happy to work with the Thai players and with the Thai fans, because they are very supportive. And I want to give them in the near future good results as well, because of course everyone wants that. But with the hard work that we're doing, with the process that we implemented in the youth teams, I'm sure that in a very near future, when we have the chance to go back to compete, we'll be back strong, and we will prove that this way, the way that we are implementing, will give to the Thai fans a lot of happy times and a lot of success. That's my target, and I hope to make it happen in the next years.
I know we've asked you a lot, so many questions, and I think your answer is really detailed, and I think it gives us a deeper insight and a wider perspective on what's been going on in terms of youth development. And it kind of reminds us and give us the faith we needed to actually, you know, to see football as a dream and not an obsession.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah. We're going to be, you know, talking about these comments and looking over them for quite a while. So thank you so much for the insights. Hope the viewers enjoyed it as well. That's all we have for today. Thank you once again, Salah, for joining us. For all the listeners, please go and check thaileaguecentral.com, and of course find us on Twitter, on Facebook, and a whole bunch of other places. Thank you so much for watching, and see you all next time.